Welcome, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy Mother's Day. Belated Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. If it wasn't for our mamas, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't even be alive. It's shocking how many young women do not want children. Imagine if their mothers felt that way. Shame on all these Gen Z kids. Family is everything. And here we are. The Pinball family is about to absorb another Stern machine. I feel like I just bought Pokemon. It's incomplete. It's got barely anything in it. I wrote a check to automate it for $14,000. And as I'm looking at this unfinished game, in just like 10 days, the next Stern pinball machine is gonna be out. I think they're showing it to the dealers on the 19th. I think the media day is like the 20th or something like that, the Wednesday, whatever day that is. But I'm just here to say it feels really, really soon. And I think we're about to experience what is going to be an interesting period in pinball where we're going to get saturated with a lot of product. Will it be great? Will it be worth it? I don't know yet. I know it will be expensive, and I know a lot of us need a little bit more of a pause to appreciate what we just bought. I want to talk about that for a minute. When you buy something new, like a new car, do you go and buy another new car in 3 to 4 months? I understand why operators would like all of these games to come out, because it's more reason for clientele to walk through the door and play the latest machine. New machines equals more money for operators. That's why these are coin-operated devices. It's why they've got coin slots on the front. You're supposed to be making money with these things, not buying them for your home every 4 months and losing thousands of dollars. But when it comes to this period now, where so many people out there just bought a Pokemon, a lot of you are waiting on your Beetlejuices. You might be waiting for Winchester. You might be waiting for Yukon Yeti. You might be waiting for Sonic the Hedgehog. You might have just bought a Harry Potter. Let's just talk about that. Are you telling me that someone who loves pinball and buys Harry Potter won't get at least 1 year of insane pinball excitement, insane pinball experiences just from that one machine alone? And I've never quite understood this need. And people might say, because Canada, you don't have the room, you don't have the money. And maybe that's true, but I don't understand the carnal desire to need so much of something you've already got so much of. At some point, you're not really intimately experiencing any of those games. They're just another piece of artwork on the wall that you can play. It's like people that have 30 watches. I don't understand, man. Every watch just tells exactly the same thing. Time. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, when we think about the Stern games and the release schedule, doesn't it feel like this is one of the shortest periods of time ever between cornerstone releases? And it does beg the question, what is the rush? As Pokemon sits here very incomplete, what is the rush to get Transformers out? They clearly sold a lot of Pokemon, but man, it was only like 90 days ago, and now we're on to the next game. And I think Transformers is going to be more code complete than Pokemon. Think about what that's going to do to all those thousands of people that bought a Pokemon. You're now going to watch a new game come out that's going to be further along. Hard to understand that since your game came out first. And then what? All of the excitement, all of the hype within the pinball community is going to move on to the next game. And you have a very, very small window of your game being in the spotlight. See,